Marcus Cheatham is the public information officer for the Ingham County Health Department. Marcus, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be on.
As a parent, I received an email from Renee Branch Kennedy. She sent this out to parents and staff at the school district that my children are in, and it talked about the norovirus. I know this is a concern throughout the Ingham County. Tell me what you know.
Well, norovirus is familiar to all of us. It's very common. When people say, I had the 24-hour flu, or I had stomach flu, they're talking about norovirus. It's vomiting and diarrhea. It's very intense for about one day, and almost everybody gets better immediately after that. It's also known as the cruise ship disease, because when it gets in a place like a school, for example, where people are crowded together, especially in the winter, like influenza, you know, it'll spread rapidly from person to person.
And do we have, I don't know if epidemic is too drastic a term to use, but do we have a big problem with that here in Ingham County?
What you're seeing is pretty normal, actually, in the winter, with norovirus will start cropping up just like the flu does, because people are staying indoors or staying in close proximity to each other. You know, the school out there in Williamston is doing a fantastic job. They're doing exactly what they should do. They notified all the parents. Kids who have been sick, the parents are being instructed to keep them home for 24 hours. And they thoroughly decontaminated. There's two buildings out there, a lower elementary and an upper elementary. They went last night through everything with chlorine solution, thoroughly decontaminated, and they even did the school buses. So they're going above and beyond. You know, I guess if you were going to have norovirus in a school, Williamston would be the place to do it, because they're doing the right things.
Are there other school districts that are reporting a lot of cases of norovirus?
Norovirus is so common that, you know, it could be going on and people wouldn't necessarily know to report it to us. So that's kind of the thing about it. It's really good if something like this happens, if people call us. But it's, you know, we just know what's out there. It's like influenza. Sometimes you know that influenza is hitting a certain school, but then there's other ones where it goes through and you never know. So
there's no specific treatment or vaccine, so people just have to ride it out, make sure they stay hydrated, and make sure that they wash their hands.
You got it. That's the thing. This is especially this time of year. You want to wash your hands, especially if you've got little kids. This is where you want to be on them, you know, to wash your hands after using the bathroom to keep it from hitting your family or your school or your business.
All right. Marcus Cheatham is with the Ingham County Health Department. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you.